Welcome back. October is always a very busy month at the Quincy Quarry and Granite Workers Museum because October is International Archaeology Month. Here in Quincy, though, we call it Quincy Archaeology Month, and Al Bina from the museum is here once again to tell us all about it. Good to see you, Al, as always.
Great to be here, Joe. You know, it's always great to be on here with you.
Yeah, we love having you, too, and I always learn something new every time you're here, for sure. How old is the museum now?
We're going on about 12 years now. We started about 12 years ago, very small, just collecting some artifacts and some pictures. And eventually we moved up to the Lyons Churning Mill up on Quarry Hills Drive. And it's the old Lyons Churning Mill building. We've actually established a couple of new little buildings where we have our artifacts. So we're slowly gaining momentum. Even after 12 years, to now to display a lot of these artifacts that we've got.
It's great. Yeah. It's great. How long have you been in those buildings, you know, in that location there as an actual physical museum?
About 6 years ago, we actually built the first little building. Okay. And then this last year, we added another little building.
Yeah, like a kind of a function room, basically.
It's another function room. Yeah. And also in this function room, we have a geologist display. It's a great geology display showing the different granites, where they came from, how they got here. It's a very little interesting geology presentation in this new little building we have, you know.
Well, it's just a different part of the history of the city, you know, for sure. The granite industry, it was a leader worldwide, really, at one point.
Yeah, you know, at the turn of the century, it was the largest employer in the city of Quincy here back at the turn of the century in the early 1900s. Again, it was a big part of the history of Quincy here.
Absolutely, yep. And you can still see signs of it all across the city, for sure. And
look at all the foundations, all the walls. You see Quincy granite all over Quincy.
So as I mentioned, October is International Archaeology Month, right? But you kind of bring that home here in Quincy.
We kind of bring it home here in Quincy. Originally, the state used to sponsor the International Archaeology Day. After COVID hit, they kind of dropped the ball, but we as the Quarry Museum, we kind of picked it up here in Quincy, and we call it International Archaeology Day in Quincy, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. And it starts this weekend, right?
Coming weekend,
What's happening?
We're going to be open for the Archaeology Weekend, 11 to 3, on Saturday and Sunday. And then the following Sunday, we're going to have stone splitting. It's a new, we haven't really publicized that yet, but we're going to be putting that out. We actually let people put feather and wedges in the stone. We pre-drill the stones. We let them put the feather and wedges in there and actually split granite themselves. Yeah. So that'll be, it's going to be a nice, busy weekend for us. The only thing we got to hope for is good weather.
So that'll be October 20th, I see.
October 20th,
message up for you there at 11 o'clock. Just stop by and grab a hammer and have at it.
19th is Archaeology Day we're open, and then the 20th, stone splitting.
Right? Okay. Yeah. So that'll be a busy weekend for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Are you open every weekend now, or is it just by request?
We're open the first weekend of every month through November. Okay. But like I always tell people, we're open pretty near all the time. Just give us a call. If you want to bring a special group in or an individual, yourself want to come in, give us a call. We'll have one of our members go up there and give you a little tour and open the museum.
Yeah.
And the churning mill also. You know?
Yes. Yeah,
so we're kind of open on request.
Okay. All right. Through your email or phone number or website?
Our email, phone number.
Now, as always, you brought a bunch of pictures with you today.
And we brought some pictures. Yeah. What's going on? What's kind of new at the Churning Mill in the museum?
I love seeing these because they're always new. Do you take these just for this show, Al? But these are great. They give folks a kind of a nice behind-the-scenes look.
This is the actual new display we have in the museum now. It's featuring John Horrigan, the sculptor who sculpted many sculptures from his studio here in Quincy on Federal Avenue, but this was the Titanic statue that he is really known for. It was a huge statue for the memory of the men that gave their lives on the Titanic.
Really? And where's the statue now?
It's down in Washington. It's on the Potomac River down in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
So we got a great display of him, and we're actually showing his tools, the tools that he actually used to actually sculpt the model.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Very good. So those were left here in Quincy and you were able to
them? Quick little story. Yeah. John Horrigan, he was a sculptor. He had a son, Gerald Horrigan, who, again, was a sculptor here in Quincy. When Gerald Horrigan went into the nursing home, he passed all his tools on to Arino Pisano, who was an apprentice of his.
Oh.
And Reno Pisano just passed away at the age of 100.
Wow, okay.
So about 4 years ago, when Reno knew we had a museum, he called us and he said, gee, I got his tools that he actually sculpted the Titanic statue.
Would you be?
We said, my God, we'd love them.
Wow, man. Yeah.
So it's amazing to have them, the actual physical things that he actually sculpted the Titanic statue with.
You know, it's fantastic.
That was the display the new display in the museum now.
Okay.
One of the new displays.
Excellent. So, I mean, those would have been lost had you not had the museum. That must be very fulfilling for you to hear
that. Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it would have been lost to history.
Check up the next one here.
Next one is here to talk about archaeology. Quick little story about what you're looking at here is all artifacts that were actually found around the turning mill. We can't do any digging at the turning mill because it's on the National Register, it's on the historical Massachusetts Register. So you've got to be an archaeologist to dig. But all we did is clean the surface, rake those leaves that have been there for years and years and years, and look at the artifacts that have actually appeared just on the surface.
Is that right?
After a cleaning, yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing. You know, I tell people, if you had a metal detector and you went around this whole museum and turning mill area, it would be going off constantly because there's so much metal under the ground here, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was just abandoned, right?
Abandoned,
They went to work one day and closed the shop and didn't take anything with them.
Right, yeah.
Amazing, yeah.
This is the metal static display we just formed at the museum. We actually put these four actual quarry drills that would have used to quarry the stone. We actually embedded it in a stone that's right basically at our, what I call our staging area.
Okay.
You know, so people can actually see the four different types of pneumatic tools that they actually quarried the granite with.
Yes. How would these have been powered out?
They would have been powered pneumatically by air.
By air,
yeah. Okay. They also had huge steam drills that they drill in the quarry themselves for the blasting holes. These were huge steam drills, but these were all driven by air.
Okay, and how did you acquire these?
These are, again, were all donated
just
to
donated.
Us. Donated to us, yeah.
Yeah.
By some of the different stone sheds after they closed here in Quincy, they called us and they wanted to know if we wanted some of their artifacts that they had before they sent them to the scrap pile.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, would have been lost, right?
Would have been lost forever, yeah.
Okay, next one.
Yeah, we added some seating around the turning mill.
I see that.
You know, we have a lot of older people that like to come and visit and... So we created a little area there that they could sit around and just talk. We'd love to have people just sit there and talk about their experiences or their grandparents' experience or things that they can remember about the quarrying, about the granite industry.
Yes.
And in fact, we've had we've only had it about 2 months now, and in the 2 months, each month, people have gone over there and actually sat and talked a bit.
Yeah, actually, the next picture will show that. Folks sitting.
There you go. There's three women at... They didn't know each other. They just sat there. They had something in common in granite.
Yes.
You know, their relatives had worked in the granite industry.
Perhaps at that turning mill.
The turning mill, yeah.
Okay.
So we added these little seatings around there, which will make it nice. And sometimes if you just like to sit in the shaded area, it's great, you know.
Very nice.
So it's kind of like we're turning into a little outdoor museum park, too, in a way.
Yeah, kind of a destination. Not just go and tour and leave, but
you could just sit,
stay, and talk and socialize a little bit. Like a bench by the river.
This is a bench by the quarry. This is another we just added this month here.
Okay.
These are four benches that quarry links. They didn't use anymore.
Oh, granite links?
Granite links.
Oh, okay.
I asked them, I said, gee, you're not using them anymore. You just got them over there in the... up against the fence, I said, you're going to use them? He said, we're not going to use these anymore. I said, well, could we have them? They said, well, you're welcome to them.
Ah.
So we got four of these benches now that we've placed around the turning mill. So people could actually just, as they're walking around, if they want to sit for a while, they can sit for a while.
Well, it looks like a nice spot. Yeah.
This is kind of a great spot because it's right at the edge of the quarry.
Okay.
Well, it's not right at the edge of the quarry, but you see it back from the quarry.
Yeah.
But once the quarry is up to level, you know, you got a lot of nature. You got Canadian geese that are in there. You've got ducks that are in there. So it's kind of, you know, as the leaves are turning now, it's a great place just to sit and kind of look at the surroundings of the quarry.
Which quarry is that? Yeah.
This is the Lions Quarry.
Lions Quarry.
Lions Quarry, yeah. Which is located right at the Turning Mill.
Right, hence the name, Lyons Turning Mill.
Lyons Turning Mill.
Is that the last quarry that still has any kind of water in it?
There is only a few left in Quincy that doesn't have water. This is one of them.
Okay.
There's probably only three of them.
Is that right?
Left in Quincy that doesn't have, that hasn't been filled in.
Filled in, yeah.
You know? So we're fortunate to have this little quarry right on site.
Okay. A few more here to check out.
This is another, what we've done is we added a lot of walking paths around the Turney Mill. There was a lot of tripping hazards with us. You know, the rough stones that they left there, the grout that was laying around. So we've had these nice walking trails now around, and we've got interpretive information on all the different sites of the machinery, or the different sites, the historic sites that are around the mill, like the blacksmith shop. You can actually see the remnants of the blacksmith shop on the ground, some actually metal that's laying there, plus the fire bricks and the bricks. So we know there was a blacksmith shop in that location.
Okay.
So now we got interpretive information that explains that as you're walking around. And we eliminated all the tripping hazards.
Very good.
Made some nice walking paths.
Yeah, the nice crushed stone there makes it a lot easier to get around, right?
Yeah.
Especially for folks who may be impaired, mobility impaired.
Yeah. And again, this is another site along the walking path. This is the blacksmith shop that you can actually see remnants. Again, we'd like to have an archaeological dig at this site eventually, but you can see the actual artifacts that are actually on the ground just after a cleanup.
See that under the tree there?
Under the tree.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Trees, oak trees have a tendency to grow where the ash was from the forges of the granite.
It's good fertilizer for them?
Must be good fertilizer because oak trees always grow where there was a blacksmith shop.
Interesting. What would it take to get an archaeological dig? You know, what would actually have to happen?
You have to. We approached I think Boston University last year, and they were interested in it, but it never proceeded on. Beyond that, we're going to try to contact them again to see if they'd like to get them students back in here again.
Okay,
you know, these archaeological things. I like to go to the Egypt, the Middle East, but I mean, there's so much conflict over there. I think now that they'd be more than willing to do some basic archaeological digs locally.
Yeah,
you know,
would it require some funding? Do you know,
it'll require a little funding.
It would.
We'll try to raise some funding to get that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, keep chipping away at that, Al.
Keep chipping away at it. Chipping away.
I think we have one last.
Yeah. This is interesting. In South Quincy, Minardi's Block.
Yeah, I remember the old South Quincy Italian festivals
it was
down
right
there.
Right at Minardi's Block. Yeah. Right, and it was a building that was being torn down. It's torn down right now, and the mayor had saved all the granite from this building here. And you can see the big sign over the opening. It was a big granite block with raised letters carved in the granite block, along with it was about 8 to 10 these pink columns that were around the building. The mayor has agreed now to give us that sign that's over the door opening there, plus 2 of the polished pink granite columns.
Nice.
So we'll be adding that, those artifacts, basically, with the little history that went along with this Minardi's Block.
Oh, okay. All right. This could make a great gateway to the museum, Al.
Oh, well, yeah.
Just thinking out loud.
Yeah.
What was that building in the years past, do you know?
There was multiple of stores in there.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
In South Quincy.
Where exactly was it located?
It was right on the
Liberty Street?
Right on Liberty Street.
Yeah,
right on Liberty Street.
Okay.
Originally this Angelo Minardi, he had his office there, one of his main offices. Because he actually owned a stone shed right on Liberty Street.
Okay.
Down a ways.
Yes, yes. You know? Okay.
And he built this block of building and he put this polished granite columns.
I mean, I'm sure it was beautiful in the day.
Yeah. In fact, he owned the quarry in Lyme, Connecticut. He owned the quarry where these columns, they came from his own quarry in Lyme, Connecticut.
I was going to say, because they're not Quincy granite.
They're not Quincy granite. They're a pink lime granite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the Quincy is the dark. Quincy dark.
Quincy
right?
dark.
What they call
Quincy
it.
Quincy gray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. So do you know what you'll do with those once you get them?
Well, we're going to display them. We're
We're
going to display the actual raised block, the name of, you know, with Minardi's Block on it, which was really, when you stop to think of it, to cut that block, it took a lot of work.
Because
they had to remove so much granite to form those letters.
Right.
You know, so we'll tell the history of how that was actually manufactured.
That's awesome.
You know?
That's great.
Yeah.
That's quite a feather in the cap for the museum.
Yeah.
But short term, come out on October 19th and 20th, right?
19th and 20th, we'll be there from 11 to 3. Stone splitting will start right about at 11 o'clock.
On the 20th.
On the 20th.
Okay.
Yep.
Always a pleasure, Al.
Joe, it's always a pleasure here. You know it is. We love to come here with you.
Go ahead. Throw one in there.
We're chipping away at it, but don't take it for granted.
Thanks a lot, Al.
Just my pleasure, Joe.
Always my pleasure. Thank you. Yeah.